So again, move on, but again, just a couple other questions, and particularly as it relates to AML, just want to briefly run by you. The first one being venetoclax. Obviously, it's being used now with CLL, starting to be used with mantle cell, myeloma. What about venetoclax and AML?
So that's a really good question. So there has been data published using venetoclax in the setting of relapse and refractory AML. This was published, I think, in Cancer Discovery. Marina Konopleva, I believe, is the first author. And that data showed that there is a response rate with single-agent venetoclax in relapse refractory AML. I think it was around 15-20%, maybe 10-20%. And what was interesting about that study is that they thought the responses may be enriched in patients with IDH mutations, IDH2 mutations specifically. Based on some of that work, there is two upfront studies of the combination of venetoclax with either a hypomethylating agent, so decitabine or azacitidine, or low-dose cytarabine, where the overall response rates in those trials have been in the range of 65% or 70% in older patients with newly diagnosed AML. So that is certainly very promising. I do want to make a cautionary statement, though. So we saw similar response rates with the combination of the antibody drug conjugate SGN-CD33A with hypomethylating agents. And then that combination was taken to a phase III study comparing hypomethylating agents to SGN-CD33A with the hypomethylating agent. And that trial was shut down mid-study because of an increased rate of death on the combination arm. So the caution is that although CRs are sometimes a surrogate for overall survival, they are not necessarily a surrogate for overall survival. So although I think it's very promising that the combination of venetoclax and HMAs or low-dose Ara-C shows such a high CR rate, I think to prove efficacy, I think you really do need a randomized phase III study.
From a biologic point of view, I mean, it seems like CLL is very BCL2 dependent, but again, these issues are coming up in myeloma and mantle cell and other diseases. I've even heard there's some kind of assay for BCL2 activity. What about AML? How important is BCL2?
I mean, we do think BCL2 is important in AML. I think it may be important in, it depends on the subset of AML or the mutational profile of your AML. So as I mentioned before, there's a great biologic or scientific paper out there published in Nature Medicine a few years ago by Dr. Majetti at Stanford, really exploring this idea that IDH2 mutant AML is BCL2 dependent. And I would suspect that there are going to be other subsets of AML where we're also going to learn that they are BCL2 dependent, and that's where a drug like venetoclax is going to have the most efficacy.
Yeah, actually, where I heard this thing was from Sashi Kumar, where in myeloma, it's the T1114 subset that's so sensitive. So that'll be really interesting if that kind of is the way it's going to play out with AML.